friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Fire spread from room to room, so 11-year-old Hero jumped into action and saved his four siblings. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. The parents of Brody Sims can feel very proud these days because their son saved his four siblings when a house fire broke out and claimed almost all of their possessions. Brody's the firstborn of five kids in the Sims family, and he lives with his brothers, sisters, and parents in Clarksville, Tennessee. Most folks recognize that being the eldest, particularly in a large family, holds certain responsibilities. And that message has certainly been heard and received by Brody. 11-year-old Brody and his four siblings were home alone while their parents were running a quick errand nearby. Shortly after they left, Mom Kimberly Sims received a frantic call from her daughter telling her that the house had caught on fire. Brody's parents rushed back to the home, finding fire trucks on the scene and all five of their children safely waiting outside. However, those must have been a few terrifying minutes. During those few minutes is when the teaching and training that Brody has received paid off. When Brody saw that flames in the family home were getting bigger every second, he yelled for everyone to get out. While Brody's sister Sydney called for help, he ran past the blaze to get his two-year-old brother from a back bedroom and safely outside. Brody told WSMV, "My mom and dad told us, if there was a fire, to grab everyone and run out of the house and call 911. He further stated, "I did what any big brother would do." Yes, he did. Brody saved his four siblings. His parents are super proud of him and thankful that no one was injured in the fire, but they have experienced a huge loss. Brody's aunt, Hannah Sims, has established a GoFundMe page in order to raise money for the family. Donations will go toward the purchase of toys and clothes for the five children. Hannah hopes the money raised will help make the Christmas season brighter for Brody and his entire family. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Teen jumps into action and saves mom's life by applying a tourniquet he made from a shoelace. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One teen jumped into action and applied a tourniquet to his mom's arm after she cut herself after a fall, and his quick thinking saved her life. Kristen LaRubino and her 16-year-old son Cyrus were leaving their home in Maine one morning when Kristen slipped on some ice. The fall caused the coffee cup in her hand to break, and her wrist was cut in the process. "When I looked down at my hand, I immediately told him to call 911," Kristen shared. "There wasn't a moment that I thought we could drive to the hospital. I knew we needed an ambulance." Cyrus quickly called 911 to get help for his mom. "I was in fight or flight mode," he said. Kristen applied pressure to her wound with her sweatshirt, while the 911 dispatcher told Cyrus to look for things to create a makeshift tourniquet. First, he used a string that he found, but it ended up breaking. That's when he reached for his shoelaces. "I'm there on my knees looking for anything to use, and I rip off the laces on my new shoes," Cyrus explained. "I didn't take a second to untie them or anything." Cyrus ended up making a knot with the shoelaces on his mom's arm, and he used a small piece of plywood that he found on the side of the house to begin making the tourniquet. "Between the fight or flight mode and the adrenaline, I just kept thinking, 'Don't stop, don't think about it,'" Cyrus shared. "The whole time we were trying to keep each other calm," Kristen added. "It was one of the most painful things I've ever felt, and I've broken bones and had children," said Kristen. The ambulance arrived shortly after and rushed Kristen to the hospital. She ended up suffering from severed arteries and nerves on her wrist and arm and needed two surgeries. The stitches from the procedure are out now, and she has a long road to recovery with therapy. Thankfully, Cyrus helped save his mom after her accident and before the hospital staff could take care of her. Kristen is especially grateful to have had her son by her side on that scary day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.